Fridays are awesome. Good to have you watching CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azusa at the CNN Center. Two American Ebola patients have survived the virus and left the hospital. Nancy Wrightball and Dr. Kent Brantley, seen here, are American missionaries. They caught Ebola while helping other victims in the West African country of Liberia. They were evacuated earlier this month and treated at Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. There's no cure for Ebola. The vast majority of those who get it die if they're not treated. Dr. Brantley and Ms. Wrightball were treated and also given an experimental drug to help. It's not a proven drug. A Spanish priest who got the same medicine died. But doctors say the Americans no longer had the virus in their system and were well enough to go home without any danger of transferring the virus to the public. Dr. Brantley says it's a miraculous day. The rain helped keep things calm in Ferguson, Missouri Wednesday night. The town's been on edge since an unarmed African-American man was shot and killed by a white police officer. Protests, some of them violent, have been almost constant since then. Most are in support of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Eyewitnesses say he was trying to surrender when Officer Darren Wilson shot him on August 9th. Some demonstrators have turned out to support Officer Wilson. Police say Brown struggled with him and reached for the policeman's gun before the shooting. A grand jury's been assembled. This is a group of people who will look at the evidence and decide whether Officer Wilson should be charged with a crime. That process could take several weeks.
The St. Louis District Attorney's Office tells me that there is no timeline on this case. Now, that being said, this has begun to be already a very complicated case. Eyewitness testimony is always problematic because different people see things in different ways. You've probably seen the eyewitnesses that have come and given interviews. Well, they probably gave at least one statement to police. They're giving interviews on television, maybe even newspapers, and then finally, testimony at trial, if there is a trial. Different times can produce different variations of events, and that leads to inconsistencies, which does not help the prosecution. Another big complication is there's another side to the story, Officer Darren Wilson's side. Now, we have heard from a friend of his who recounts the story in a vastly different way from eyewitnesses, and that then can be a major complication to what is the truth. A third complication can be the autopsy report, forensics, ballistics. We do have a private autopsy report, preliminary in nature, from Dr. Michael Bodden, and there are drawings that show the entrance wounds. They appear to all be frontal entrance wounds, and this is contradictory to what some of the eyewitnesses have said on CNN. There will be three autopsies in this case. We know the state autopsy, the private autopsy, and a federal autopsy. There may be different conclusions. The first autopsy had access to the majority of the items, the clothes, x-rays, witness statements, the car, maybe even a statement from the officer. The private autopsy did not have access to that, so their conclusions may be very different from the state's autopsy. One critical question will be whether Michael Brown's DNA is found on the gun. Because if one side to the story is that there was a struggle for the gun and Michael Brown tried to grab the gun, that DNA will be critical. But remember, DNA isn't always transferred, even if somebody touches a gun, possibly another complication of this case.
So we've got this segment called Roll Call. It's a chance to have your school announced on CNN Student News. There's now only one way to submit a request, and you need to be at least 13 years old. Go to CNNStudentNews.com, click where it says Roll Call, and leave a comment at the bottom of our transcript page. We'll pick three schools from each day's transcript. You can make one request every day, but spamming will not help you. Please tell us your school name, city, state, and mascot. Good luck.